Eu falei pra você não pirar que tem certo em carta desse, desse. A 05-30-20. 22 dictation is 4. Sebastian Reyna. Reyna spells R-U-I-N-A. Sebastian spells S-E-B-A-S-T-I-N. Date of birth is 05-16-20-2000. This is a 22-year-old gentleman here to establish primary care, period. Patient is accompanied by mom who stated that he has long history of muscular dystrophy. For the past several years, he was being seen by Shriners Hospital. And now that he's an adult, he has to establish care with a primary doctor, period. She stated a child would need to have consult to see a neurologist and to have new braces that he wears on both lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She states child is eating and drinking well. Here, next line, reports no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision. And patient state that he's in school right now, pursuing a bachelor's degree. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hip dysplasia. Next line, muscular dystrophy. Next line. Extensive deformity of lower extremities. Next paragraph, past surgical history, hip reconstruction. Next line, eye surgery. Not sure what type. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed. Mom requested consultation with a neurologist and replacement of his current braces in his lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient is alert oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure 150 over 93, pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 97.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Irregular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs. No peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, a EKG was done. EKG revealed atypical. And no ST elevation. Next paragraph. See you tomorrow. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, patient walks with severe limp and spastic type of gait, the secondary to is chronic condition. Lower extremities, bilateral patient wears a brace in his right foot. He wears a shoe lift. Next paragraph. Neuro. He's alert oriented. Times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10. Normal. Motor function, patient has reduced range of motion in his lower extremities. This is chronic and is relating to his diagnosis of multiple dystrophy period. Sensation is normal. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is muscular dystrophy. Assessment number 2, elevated blood pressure. Patient was given a sheet to record blood pressure daily at home for 5 days and to fax the results back to us. Next. Next assessment. Mild obesity. Educated in lifestyle changes. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient, we did the following: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, A1C. Patient was advised that these results will be available within a week and they'll be called if there's anything that needs to be discussed.
Period.
Labs are drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4, A1C, vitamin D, CBC, chemistry, lipid profile. Next paragraph, a consult was given to patient to neurologist, Dr. Benny Wang. They have the directions and telephone number and strongly encourage to call for a follow-up appointment. Next paragraph. Ultrasounds were done for patient's abdomen, extremities. Extremities could not be completed because of body status, namely multiple movements and patient's inability to stay still for a long period of time. However, his other ultrasounds of his renal systems, liver, spleen, these were all unremarkable. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, hemoglobin A1C, TSH, T4, T3, and vitamin D. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. End of repatient.